Welcome to the Laura's House podcast series. In this installment of our series, we'll be speaking with Frances Olufsen, who will be sharing some interesting facts from the Domestic Violence Counts 2009 survey, a 24-hour census of domestic violence shelters and services produced by the National Network to End Domestic Violence. Frances, can you please help us better understand what defines domestic violence?
Domestic violence is defined as a pattern of behavior that one person uses to obtain power or control over another person. It can take many forms, including emotional, physical, and sexual abuse. Domestic violence is a devastating social problem that impacts nearly every segment of the population and doesn't discriminate based on race, culture, nationality, or gender. Domestic violence adversely affects not only individuals, but also families, and particularly children.
On September 15, 2009, Laura's House participated in the National Network to End Domestic Violence 24-hour census of domestic violence shelters and services throughout the United States. Can you please tell us a little bit more about that survey?
The goal of the 24-hour census was to gather an unduplicated count of adults and children seeking domestic violence services within a single day. 83% of identified local domestic violence programs throughout the United States and territories participated in the census. 2009 was the fourth consecutive year that the NNEDV conducted this census, and it provides valuable data in terms of demand for domestic violence counseling and shelter services and the resources available to meet that demand.
What were some of the highlights from this survey?
Well, according to the survey, 65,321 victims of domestic violence were served on September 15, 2009. Of those served, about half of the victims found refuge in emergency shelters or transitional housing provided by the local domestic violence programs. The other half received non-residential assistance and services, including individual counseling, legal advocacy, and children's support groups. The survey also found that 23,045 domestic violence hotline calls were answered. And what many people might find most remarkable about this survey is that on September 15, 2009, two women miscarried as a result of domestic violence, four women were murdered by their intimate partners, seven children were killed by their fathers in domestic violence homicides, and seven babies were born to mothers living in shelters.
The numbers of people served on September 15, 2009 is quite impressive. Due to the economic crisis, we know that many domestic violence shelters and programs are facing funding shortfalls and often cannot meet all requests for services. Was that noted in the survey?
Yes. In fact, many of the programs surveyed reported a critical shortage of funds and staff to assist victims in need of services, such as emergency shelter, housing, transportation, child care, and legal representation. On September 15, 2009, the NNEDV survey reported that there were 9,280 unmet requests for services. Of those unmet requests, 5,537, or 60%, were from victims seeking emergency shelter or transitional housing.
What were some of the reasons that shelters cited for not being able to meet the demand for those services?
40% reported not enough funding for needed programs and services, 30% reported insufficient staffing, and 24% reported no available beds or funding for hotel stays. Others reported not enough specialized services and limited funding for translators, bilingual staff, or accessible equipment.
The current economic climate is not only affecting the shelters, but also placing additional strain on families where domestic violence occurs. What are some of the factors that are driving the increase in demand for services by victims of domestic violence?
Well, 67% reported that job loss by the victim, which resulted in limited financial resources, contributed to an increase in demand for services. 65% of the programs surveyed reported that a job loss by the abuser, which resulted in more opportunities to abuse, increased stress in the home, and thereby contributed to an increase in demand for services. It's important to note that because affordable housing is scarce and survivors have no safe place to go, some programs are responding by extending emergency shelter stays. However, extending these shelter stays for survivors also means that fewer beds are available for other victims who are in danger.
What is the primary reason that victims of domestic violence must extend their shelter stay?
Well, in many places, a minimum wage job is not enough to support a family and pay for housing. According to the survey, 68% of programs reported that lack of jobs has led to an increase in the number of victims who are unable to exit shelters or transitional housing.
What about the children of victims of domestic violence? Shelters and programs support more than just the victim, and in many cases provide services that support the entire family. How many of the programs surveyed offered services to children on September 15, 2009?
Of the shelters surveyed, 57% of the programs provided children support and advocacy, while 15% of the programs provided therapy or counseling to children by a licensed therapist.
In addition to shelter and counseling services for victims of domestic violence and their children, what other services do the shelters surveyed provide?
On September 15, 2009, 56% of the programs provided court accompaniment or advocacy, 25% of programs provided therapy or counseling to adults by a licensed therapist, and 22% of programs were able to provide interpreters or translation services. And 12% of domestic violence programs provided legal representation.
What types of programs and services does Laura's House offer victims of domestic violence?
Laura's House is the only state-approved comprehensive domestic violence agency in South Orange County, California. Annually, Laura's House provides residential shelter services, counseling, and legal services to hundreds of women and children. Thousands of crisis calls come in each year on our crisis hotline. Our target population is families experiencing the effects of domestic violence in need of emergency shelter, support, education, and counseling. Our mission is to change the social beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors that perpetuate domestic violence while creating a safe place in which to empower individuals and families affected by abuse. Laura's House also provides individual and group counseling, life skills education, support for victims and their children, and education for teens on healthy relationships and teen dating violence.
Given the economic challenges faced by domestic violence shelters across the United States, what can people do to help Laura's House right now?
As evidenced by the NNEDV study, domestic violence organizations such as Laura's House are seeing an upswing in reported cases of abuse and calls for help, which has resulted in an increased workload as we strive to meet the needs of the additional people who need our services. So as you can see, giving your time, talents, and treasure are more important than ever right now. Financial support is extremely important, and we welcome and appreciate these gifts tremendously. However, at times when there is less money to give, it may be possible for you to give time as a volunteer at our Portobello Road resale boutique or in support of our special events. You may have specialized skills that would immensely benefit Laura's House. All of these opportunities exist within our organization if you want to help our community and make a meaningful change in the life of families starting violence-free lives and filled with hope for their future.
How can someone learn more or get involved with Laura's House?
We welcome any and all assistance. You can learn more by logging on to our website at www.laurashouse.org or calling 949-361-3775. Women and children in need of emergency shelter can call our toll-free hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That number is 866-498-1511. Or 949-498-1511. And our counseling center can be reached at 949-361-3775.
That information was very useful. Thank you so much for joining me, Frances.
You're welcome.
That concludes this installment of the Laura's House podcast series.